Hey, all you cool cats, welcome back to Retro Rankings Radio. I am your DJ, Pauly McGee, spinning the hits of the 80s through today. It's all your favorite retro gaming hits. Yep, that's right. I'm seriously not going to do this for the entire episode. Retro Rankings Podcast, this is a special music episode. I want to thank Tommy Tellerico and Intellivision for slamming me with all this cool exclusive stuff. If you don't know, Tommy Tellerico, now the owner of Intellivision, has been in the video game industry for decades, mostly as a music composer and musician, overall musician. He was responsible for Video Games Live, and they sent me a bunch of stuff. I mean, we could go on for quite a while having special music episodes with all this stuff that they sent me. So I thought we would actually do a music episode. I wasn't ever going to do anything like this as far as music episodes go, but I thought, you know, hey, what the hell? We'll mix in some stuff a little bit later, like, you know, top 7 Mario songs, top 7 Zelda songs, top 7 whatever. But this is just going to be a little bit different. These aren't top 7 anything. It's just I'm going to play every now and then from the Video Games Live archive here that I've got sitting in front of me. 7 songs, just randomly. No particular order or anything. Some of the songs that they gave me. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to share them with you. I kind of feel like I probably should. I mean, I've got them at my disposal. So what's mine is yours. I hope you enjoy this episode. It is Retro Rankings Radio, Video Games Live style. So we're going to start up here with number
7,
Donkey Kong Country. So as we all know, Donkey Kong Country is a 1994 platform game developed by Rare and published by Nintendo for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. It's a reboot of Nintendo's Donkey Kong franchise, and it follows Donkey Kong and his nephew Diddy as they set out to recover their stolen banana hoard from King K. Rool and the Kremlings. You all know what I'm talking about. It's a classic. It started a whole new franchise for Nintendo, and we are still waiting on yet another Donkey Kong game. There's a rumor. There's a rumor that's one coming out, but let's talk about the music real quick before we get into the song. David Wise composed most of the soundtrack. He started composing as a freelance musician. He originally assumed his music would be replaced with compositions by Koji Kondo, the Super Mario composer, because he understood the importance of Donkey Kong, licensed to Nintendo. Rare asked Wise to record 3 jungle demo tunes that were merged to become the DK Island Swing, the first level's track. Wise said, well, I guess someone thought the music was suitable as they offered me a full-time position at Rare. And there you have it. That is the brief history of Donkey Kong Country and David Wise. And here we go. Number 7, Donkey Kong Country by David Wise, featuring Laura and Trivia and Robin Beanland, Video Games Live. Enjoy. Thank you. Well, that song slaps. I hope everybody enjoyed it. And we're going to move right along here to number
6.
Now, if you know anything about video game music, you know the Megas are a Los Angeles-based independent video game cover band based on the Capcom franchise Mega Man. That's kind of like how they got their start. They've been around for, I don't know, 15 years, maybe not quite 15 years. But that's what they did, is they basically would take Mega Man games and they would kind of rack them up a little bit and add some lyrics to them. If you're not familiar with them, this is your chance to get familiar with them. And coming in at number 6, one last time, by the Megas. Put the drop the needle. Here we go. So that was One Last Time by the Megas from Video Games Live. And as we move along here, let's get back into some classic franchise stuff. But let's move from the Nintendo over to Sega. And let's talk about a little bit about Sonic the Hedgehog here. Sonic the Hedgehog coming in at
5.
The game itself, we all know, platform game developed by the Sonic team, published for Sega for the Sega Genesis back in 1991. That's right. Sonic is celebrating an anniversary this year, everybody. Still waiting for that Sonic the Hedgehog 2 movie trailer to drop as well. Hopefully that'll be out by the end of the year, because I think that movie is supposed to be out next year. But anyway, I'm getting carried away here. Let's talk about the music. Sega director Fujio Minegishi had connections to the music industry, suggested that his friend Yuzo Koyama should write the Sonic score. However, Sonic Team did not think Kayama's music would fit, and so commissioned Masato Nakamura, bassist and songwriter of the J-pop band Dreams Come True. And Nakamura said that he was surprised when asked to create the soundtrack, as he had just started with Dreams Come True, but accepted as he was inspired by the team's desire to outperform Nintendo. Nakamura said the hardest part of creating the soundtrack was the number of sounds that could play continually. He was limited to 4, and said that his lack of knowledge of music on computers made it impossible. But, as it turns out, the music was pretty tight. So here we go, coming in at number 5, it is Sonic the Hedgehog from Video Games Live.
Thank you.
Wow, that is a fantastic version of Sonic the Hedgehog, if I do say so myself. Well, we're going to keep right on chugging along here, getting into... We're going to do something a little bit more recent. So, League of Legends. We're going to do something from League of Legends. And if you're not all familiar with League of Legends, LOL. It's a multiplayer online battle arena game. I think it came out in 2009, I believe. Published by Riot Games. It was inspired by Defense of the Ancients, a custom map for Warcraft 3. Riot's founders sought to develop a standalone game in the same genre. Since its release in 2009, it's been free to play and is monetized through purchasable character customization. It's available on Microsoft Windows and Mac OS. Everybody knows League of Legends. Still see commercials for it. As far as the music goes, Riot Games first ventured into music in 2014 with the virtual heavy metal band Pentakill, promoting a skin line of the same name. Pentakill is composed of six champions. Their music was primarily made by Riot Games' in-house music team, but features cameos by Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee and Danny Lohner, a former member of the industrial rock band Nine Inch Nails. Their second album, Grasp of the Undying, reached number one on iTunes metal charts in 2017. Pentakill was followed by KDA, a virtual pop group composed of four champions. As with Pentakill, KDA, or KDA, as some of you hip, cool people might say it, is promotional material for a skin line by the same name. Their debut single, Pop Stars, premiered at the 2018 League of Legends World Championship, garnering over 38 million views on YouTube and mainstream interest from people unfamiliar with League of Legends. After 2-year hiatus, Riot Games released a second single from the virtual group in August 2020. Blah, blah, blah. There's a few more things I could say, but Riot Games, that's right. This one is called The Challengers, coming in at number four. We'll be right back. right, so that was Riot Games. From League of Legends, the Challengers coming in at number 4. Getting its top 3 here. Let's go back to retro. Retro time. 3! Metroid. We all know Metroid is, man, it could be this Metroid game coming out for the Switch might potentially be the best-selling Metroid game of all time. We're getting all hyped for it. Metroid Dread. I know I am. So I thought I'd go ahead and throw this Metroid tune in here. As we all know, Metroid is a Japanese action-adventure game franchise created by Nintendo. The player controls bounty hunter Samus Aran, who protects the galaxy from the space pirates and their attempts to harness the power of the parasitic Metroid creatures. It has gone on to many of sequels and also help inspire the Metroidvania gameplay style. And let's talk about the audio quickly. The Metroid series, I should say, has been noted and praised for its unique style of video game music. Hirokazu Hip Tanaka, composer of the original Metroid, has said he wanted to make a score that made players feel like they were encountering a living creature and had no distinction between music and sound effects. The only time the main Metroid theme was heard was after Mother Brain is defeated. This is intended to give the player a catharsis. At all other times, no melodies are present in the game. The composer of Super Metroid, Kenji Yamamoto, came up with some of the game's themes by humming them to himself while riding his motorcycle to work. He was asked to compose the music for Metroid Prime to reinforce the series continuity. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so that's the brief history of Metroid and the Metroid music. And let's get into it from Video Games Live. Coming at number 3 is Metroid. We'll be right back. So that was an interesting listen, if I do say so myself. Now, gonna throw a racing game in there, right? If anybody knows anything about Top Gear is a real cool retro racing video game. It came out for, I think, the Nintendo Super Nintendo. I haven't played it in forever, but it was a racing game produced by Kemco, and you guys go check it out. I think it came out in 92, yeah, for the Super Nintendo. There's been sequels since. More recently, a few years ago, a game called Horizon Chase came out, Horizon Chase World Tour, and it was kind of inspired by Top Gear, the game. It was developed and published by Brazilian company Aquarius Game Studio. It was released in 2015 for iOS and Android. It's a 3D game. It touts the fact that it has a unique retro aesthetic inspired by 2D 16-bit titles, such as Top Gear. And its soundtrack has Nintendo Core influences. And that's what we're here to talk about. The soundtrack was composed by Barry Leitch, who was contacted due to his work on Top Gear, the racing game, as I said, released in 92. The soundtrack of that game was popular among Brazilian fans, leading to a remix contest. The remixes were later released as part of the soundtrack, and a cover of the popular Las Vegas track from Top Gear was included as an Easter egg. And that's what we're getting into here. It is the title theme from both Top Gear and Horizon Chase. It is Barry Leitch's main title from both those games. It's kind of like a twofer. Here we go, coming in at number two. We'll be right back. Well, I'm not going to lie. That makes me want to fire up some kind of racing game. Probably not those, but... Well, you know what? I'll probably go back to Top Gear. I haven't played Top Gear in forever. I even forgot about it until today. So I thought I'd end this week's special music episode with something a little fancy. Coming in at...
One!
It is going to be from Final Fantasy VI. And as we all know, Final Fantasy VI, also known as Final Fantasy III from its initial North American release in 1994, is a role-playing video game developed and published by Square for Super Nintendo. Final Fantasy VI is the sixth main entry in the Final Fantasy series, and the first to be directed by someone other than series creator Hironobu Sakaguchi. The role was instead filled by Yoshinori Kitase and Hiroyuki Ito. Longtime collaborator Yoshitaka Amano returned as character designer and concept artist, while composer Noburo Uematsu returned to compose the game's score, which has been released on several soundtrack albums. And that's what we're going to be talking about here. The music, the soundtrack itself, like I said, was produced and composed by Uematsu. The score consists of themes for each major character and location, as well as music for standard battles, fights with boss enemies, and for special cutscenes. Uematsu's former rock band, The Black Mages, released a progressive metal version of Dancing Mad on their eponymous first album in 2003. Their third album, subtitled Darkness and Starlight, is so named after its premiere track, a rock opera version of the entire opera from Final Fantasy VI, including the Aria di Mezzo Carattere. That I don't know. Aria di Mezzo, I can say. Carattere, I have no idea what the hell that is. Performed by Etsuyo Ota. And that's what we're going to get into here, actually. It is a opera aria remix from Final Fantasy VI, coming at number one by Noburo Uematsu, featuring this one, Jillian Aversa. Here we go. Enjoy. Closing out the show, the opera aria remix. All right, so that's going to do it for this special episode of the Retro Rankings Podcast. Music from Video Games Live. There's plenty more where that came from. So we're probably going to do one of these Video Game Live episodes every couple months, only because I do want to do a regular music episode from other franchises and video games and actually rank some. That's the point of the podcast. But like I said, I thought I'd share in my wealth here, and that's what I did. I want to thank everybody for joining me today on this episode of the Retro Rankings Podcast. If you need more information, you can visit us at PotationRotation.com, and there you'll find all the links to everything Potation Rotation related, the YouTube channels. The podcast is also uploaded there if you want a one-stop shop for everything. My social media links, and feel free to email me anything at any time, PotationRotation@gmail.com. We'll see you guys in a couple weeks. Talk to you later.